we have a chance to track down the folks at Farmers and Merchants State Bank. They have three locations here in central Minnesota. And today we get the focus on that Eden Valley location and Linda Thielen joining us. Linda, we appreciate your time. How are you doing on this Valentine's Day Tuesday?
I am doing very well. Thank you. Yes. How about you?
Not too bad at all. It's going well. And the biggest thing is I didn't forget Valentine's Day this morning. So I'm already plus one so far today. So
that's always a good thing when you start out right.
You darn right. Linda, first of all, a bit of an introduction with yourself. And how long have you been associated with Farmers and Merchants State Bank?
Oh, my name is Linda Thielen, and I have been with Farmers and Merchants for 36 years. I work out of the Eden Valley office. We also have offices at Sauk Rapids, and our main office is Pierce. And I started out as a proof. I started out actually as a teller, went into proof work, loan processing, and now I am a personal banker for the past 5 years is what I have been doing.
So did you see yourself kind of do that natural transition there over the years, or was it something that just kind of caught on and you enjoyed it?
It caught on and I enjoyed it. You know, it was just, you know, opportunities came my way and just took them and was, you know, I was always happy to learn, you know, different things. I enjoy that.
So as a personal banker, when it comes to loans and lending, are you dealing with the whole gamut of items, or are you kind of focused on certain areas?
You know, I guess more so personal, but, you know, since we're a small bank and such, I also do some commercial as well as ag lending as, you know, too. And then also as a personal banker, I open accounts, you know, both personal accounts, business accounts, basically whatever our customer is needing. You know, it can go, there's a wide variety of needs, you know, baby accounts, you know, there's, you know, and then also estate accounts. There's all kinds of different accounts that we open here.
You mentioned, too, working, you know, in Eden Valley, a smaller community, you kind of have to wear different hats.
You certainly do. You certainly do. I have done a lot of the different things over the years, and so, you know, just kind of whatever customer is needing, and, you know, if one person's out, the other person steps in to be able to help out that person, and so it's always nice that we work as a team. We're a great group of people and happy, you know, to help anybody else in however way we can.
You mentioned just kind of the different areas, you know, whether you got your own business or a personal account, whether you farm, whether you have a job, it's somewhere where you can help whatever their need is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of different type of accounts that we, you know, we offer and such as well. You know, anything from our free and easy accounts, you know, to classic accounts, personal classic. And we have, you know, over 55. Those are, you know, can be senior free and easy. You know, we have money market accounts, health savings accounts. We have the business accounts, free and easy, and money market. You know, we offer a wide variety of things as well as online banking and debit cards and telephone banking as well.
You know, you mentioned free and easy. I don't think I've ever heard that term before. What does that mean?
The free and easy account that we have, it can be either if for someone who is not 55 and older, but the regular free and easy one, that one you must deposit like $50 into the account to open it. And then there is no monthly service fee on that and no per withdrawal item. You do pay for your checks, but there, you know, lots and lots of people use debit cards these days, and so seem to, and you know, especially the younger generation, for sure they enjoy using those debit cards and not maybe carrying as much cash as they used to. You know, the senior free and easy also, that one's a 55 and over, that one is a free account, and that one we actually, there's no check fees on that to buy the checks, so checks are free with that one as well, with no service fee or per withdrawal item.
It's nice to know there's benefits to getting older, Linda.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Linda Thielen joining us, a personal banker with Farmers and Merchants State Bank. And quite a few times you mentioned customers and the folks you work with. That relationship, it has to be something you look forward to day to day.
You know, I really do. I enjoy seeing different people, you know, checking what their needs, you know, seeing what their needs are, whether it be opening the account, whether they're buying a different vehicle or, you know, looking at a home loan and that type of thing. And so, you know, the businesses also, and ag, you know, we have ag lenders that are very good. I also do some of that myself. You know, it just really depends what each individual's needs are.
You know, Linda, this caught me off guard. I was reading some of the information on what you do, and I saw deposit products. I always thought a deposit was a deposit. I didn't know there was kind of different avenues there.
Right. Well, yeah, the deposit products can be anything, you know, from your checking accounts to your savings accounts to your, you know, whether even it's an IRA or a health savings accounts, we also offer those type of accounts as well. Yeah, it's a wide variety of different accounts that we do offer, you know, as well as interest-bearing checking accounts, you know, that type of thing as well, money market accounts. There's a wide, wide variety when you do talk about deposit accounts.
So do certain folks target a certain, you know, way to do that? Or what is there a big difference between each? I would assume so, right?
Well, there is, you know, because like the ones that are like the money market, that one requires a larger deposit, and then you need to keep a larger deposit in the account in order to avoid any monthly service charge in those. Same with our personal classic interest checking account. You know, that one has, like, to avoid an $8 service fee per month. You would need to keep $800 in the account, and then you would earn interest on that account. And, of course, that's a rate that is, you know, can go up and down, you know, and it seems to be going up at this point, and such rates all over are going up a little bit more than what they had been for quite a while.
Now, has this been around for a long time? I have to admit, it's the first I've kind of heard this.
Of the interest accounts?
Yeah, different interest accounts, yeah.
Yes. We've had them ever since I can remember. We've had interest-bearing accounts for our customers that they can earn interest on them and such, you know. But each individual, it's really, you know, a personal, where their goals are, what they're needing. Whether they have, you know, money to be able to have an interest account and such as well. It's everybody's needs are different, and so we just basically go with, well, you know, we can always talk to them and see what they're leaning towards or what they're wanting and needing, and go from there with the type of account that we open.
You know, we've come a long ways from that one fold, a little book that fit into that little plastic sleeve. You know, you mentioned online, people probably get concerned how to keep track or monitor or follow just the online app. I'm sure that's the best way.
It is a really great way. Of course, you'll have the older generation and such, and not all of them. They actually can be pretty savvy on computers as well. But a lot of people like to use that online banking just to monitor the account, see ones, you know, what's coming in, what's coming in, what's going out, more so for what's going out. There's, you know, just, you know, and for people who don't use online banking, they get a monthly statement either way. And so it's really important to look at that statement, make sure there's nothing fraudulent, nothing that is something you did not, you know, approve of or okay. And so just to watch that and make sure everything is on there that you did, in fact, do.
You know, I still keep a checkbook register, so I might be a unicorn in the world of banking, you know.
Well, then you and I both are, because I'm the same way as well. I do as well. I've had a register from day one, and it is just, it's easier for me to keep track. It truly is.
It really is for me, too, as well. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Linda Thielen joining us. And Linda, for folks who have maybe never come to your bank before, maybe searching for a bank, searching for a first bank, how would you describe their interactions with you? It's obviously not just a one-time sort of situation. You want to build a relationship, get to know them, get to know their family, and work from there, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. It's nice to be able to meet the different people and just to, you know, we usually are happy to help anybody out with what they're looking for, what their needs are again and such. And, you know, each person is different. You'll have your students come in, or you'll have a child come in, or with a parent, and you know, that type of thing. And so, yeah, it's really nice to be able to see the different people, and, you know, we're always happy to help out, like I said, whenever way we can.
You know, it's got to be fun when different generations come in from the same family.
Absolutely. I've been here, the 36 years, so it's really been enjoyable to see, parents come in with their babies and you open an account for them, and then it won't be long, at least it seems not very long, and they're opening up their first checking account and, maybe their first loan, as a vehicle or their home, so it's been great over the years to be able to see that transition with different people.
Linda, you mentioned 30 plus years. I bet you could tell stories all day about some of the neat success stories you've had a chance to share with the customers.
Yes, I really have. There's been some really neat things. Just the other day, this just came to mind and such. I had a customer who was in a wheelchair, and she was taking care of some different transactions and different things that needed to be done. She was here with her family and such, and after she, we got done with all our things that we needed to, she said, "Oh, I got to stand up," she said, and so she stood up and she goes, "I just need to give Linda a hug," she said. It was super, super sweet. That was super special. Yeah, there's been some really neat things that I've seen over the years, and so it's been great to be able to be part of that.
Oh, that's great to hear. That makes it all worth it, doesn't it, Linda?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that one kind of almost got a tear in my eye on that one. It was actually really sweet.
We're in a new year. We got events coming up, and I'm sure you get new staff, new programs. It's exciting to do that. I know a birdie told me Farmers and Merchants might be at the farm show this year, huh?
Absolutely, we will be. Yeah, and that's February 28th and March 1st, I believe, and such. And so, yes, we will be there. Usually we have a couple of representatives there. Happy to see people come to the booth, sign up for some prizes, and just visit with the people. It's always really nice to be there for that, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, I always say, to plant a seed and maybe discuss a topic. You just never know where it's going to go from there.
For sure, yes. It's nice to be able to see the faces of different people and for them to be able to see our faces as well.
Linda, how do you encourage folks to kind of stay in the loop at Farmers and Merchants State Bank? What's the best way to do so?
A great way to do it is to go onto our website, fmpeers.com, and to be able to see the different things that we do offer. We're always available. We're only a phone call away. They can always give us a call as well, and that is also on our website and such. But fmpeers.com is a great way to kind of look and see different things that we have to offer.
Yeah, Linda, have you guys seen any rain so far this morning at all?
Oh, yeah, there has been. It still is drizzling out here a bit and such, and so hopefully roads will not get too slippery or anything, and have had a fair amount of people coming in and everything, so it hasn't kept anybody away, so this is good, and so hopefully the weather will cooperate.
It will. I sure hope so. We've been spoiled a little bit here with the weather, but we'll for sure take it. Well, Linda, it was great to get a chance to visit with you, get to know you better, find out more about Farmers and Merchants State Bank and the Eden Valley location. And we look forward to visiting down the road, Linda, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Linda Thielen joining us. Yeah, Linda Thielen joining us from Farmers and Merchants State Bank at the Eden Valley location. And they got three locations here in central Minnesota. Farmers and Merchants State Bank joining us here on AM 1150.